The Doctrines of Grace by John MacArthur, adapted. The doctrines of grace are the very lifeblood of the full and free salvation promised in the gospel. Scripture speaks with absolute, unmistakable clarity on these vital issues. 1. Total depravity. Sinners are utterly helpless to redeem themselves or to contribute anything meritorious toward their own salvation. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest." 2. Unconditional election. God is sovereign in the exercise of his saving will. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 through 5. "He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. In love he predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." Limited atonement. Christ died as a substitute who bore the full weight of God's wrath on behalf of his people, and his atoning work is effectual for their salvation. John chapter 10, verse 11. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." 4. Irresistible grace. God's saving purpose cannot be thwarted. John chapter 6, verse 37. "All whom my Father gives to me will come to me." 5. The preservation and perseverance of the elect. None of Christ's true sheep will ever be lost. John chapter 10, verses 28-29. "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand." These are the 5 points of Calvinism, and I believe them because that is what the Scripture teaches. Jude verses 24-25. "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory blameless with great joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen."